Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for April 28th, 2018. And tonight, it's my great pleasure to be interviewing Sarah Troy, producer, host of Self-Discovery Radio. But before I bring on Sarah, I have a cosmic weather report regarding the full moon in Scorpio. That's tomorrow, with some pretty intense energies going on already. The cosmic weather with this full moon is magnified by the geometry of the astrology as affects human psychology with the quantum reality of deep space energies that resonate in the morphic grids of human consciousness. And the geometry for this full moon includes two fingers of God, also called yods, that amplify the energies of Venus in Gemini and the moon in Scorpio. And it also includes three talent triangles with focus on Saturn, Pluto, and Mars in the sign of Capricorn power and Neptune in the sign of Pisces love. What that all means for the show today is some unique configurations of cosmic power, wisdom, and love. And I'm glad to see these energies to welcome our guests for today. Sarah Troy has been teaching personality, self-identity, and soul development for over 16 years, using tools from 42 years of accumulated knowledge. She has an unbridled passion for helping people liberate their possibilities into opportunities. In April of 2012, Sarah was presented with an opportunity to host her own talk show on a small blog radio station called Authentic You Media, where she hosted her show live for 13 months before going out on her own with her own station, PLV Radio, which is now called Self-Discovery Radio. And Sarah is now in her fifth year of hosting, and as of this month has interviewed 1,000 inspirational guests from around the world on her weekly hour shows at selfdiscoveryradio.com. Sarah Troy brings a lot of light to the subject of personal discovery and growth. So thank you, Sarah, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
I am delighted to be here, Christopher. Truly am.
Sarah, I love the quote you have at the top of your website at selfdiscoveryradio.com that we are not here to change your mind. We are here to share the minds that have changed.
Mm-hmm.
That speaks to the paradigm shift in global humanity with our new net reality with the internet, you know, the kind of instant everywhere interactive net reality where all time and space has been eliminated. And it's interesting how both of us are now networking out on the internet, and you're connecting with, what is it, 63, how many stations do you connect, or I mean, how many nations do you connect with the internet worldwide?
I actually haven't really added it up, but I know that I'm global, and you know, Brazil, India, Australia, obviously North America, Europe, and it's very surprising sometimes where I'm being heard. But that's the beauty of the internet, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah, there's no time or space. It's like
no.
Global village.
That's
the paradigm
shift.
Just
good vibrations and good connections, yeah.
So looking at your website at selfdiscoveryradio.com, you've got an orientation to some of the different types of shows that you have, and you know, different genres, and so that you have different people that that you interview, and you also have different people host their own shows under what are these different categories, different genres, and you've got the Choose Positive Living, you know, the Awakening of Conscious Humanity. What kind of people do you have on this show?
Well, the Choose Positive Living is the one that I started off with. And initially, everybody went under that umbrella. And then I had just a couple of other genres that I worked on. So, you know, basically it is people who decide to make a choice to look to the positivity in life and choose to live it that way. But, you know, now because I have had 1,000 shows myself, there's 1,900 collective on the station, but 1,000 shows myself over the last 5 years, I broke it down into different genres. Just because there was just too many under one umbrella.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does come down to that choice there. So a lot of them do fall underneath there because the choices that we make is what's going to be reflected back at us. And if we choose to live in a more positive manner, we're really opening up to those possibilities and opportunities that the universe is only too hungry to give us.
Yeah. And I really believe to the extent that we position ourselves with the universe positions itself with us.
Absolutely.
strategic positioning. And, you know, I've always believed that pure intention, you know, that the intention focuses, and I think I referenced this, and I should share this with the listeners, that you had me on your show this last week, which was going to air May 1st.
Yes.
And I referenced how, you know, we're kind of cross-pollinating the airwaves, which is, I like to think of, you know, the idea of pollinating, you know, how bees pollinate the air with, and, you know, with their, and flowers, you know, for the garden, so to speak. And of course, I like to think of you know, flowers for the garden as the many souls that are shining, you know, rising and shining and budding and emerging with this whole new social conscience and social networks globally, and so many of them have extraordinary gifts and talents and you know, beauty just like a flower that are emerging, and you've got a whole different sphere of influence than I do, you know, with Cosmic Love. When I say that, I'm sure there's some crossovers, people listening to both shows, but it's really good to connect with people, you know, new people, with new perspectives on this big shift that's going on. I've been writing about this for years, and I'm sure you've had so many guests talking about this in different ways. On your different shows, and that we could go into, but it's a phenomena right now that there is so much emergence of this new paradigm, this new way of seeing ourselves as a whole, you know, and what this will look like and how this is emerging. I don't think there's any a more important subject as far as the conscious evolution, revolution, revelations than this understanding of what the future will look like and how we can make a difference, you know, to fulfill our, you know, our highest and best gifts and talents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, we are the difference that we seek. And, you know, by seeding those seeds of positive possibilities and nurturing and watering them grow, we have no idea how abundant they can be. But we have to make that choice to plant those seeds, to nurture them, and as you said, cross-pollinate. You know, the different perspectives that I have here on the station marries very much, you know, with what I teach, the different personality types. Everybody's going to receive the information in the way that they interact, you know, from their personality trait. And so having the diversity and people speaking from, everybody's saying the same thing, but they're speaking from the personality trait language, you're going to speak to people in the way that they're going to receive. So it opens up more understanding and just branches things out in a more comprehensive, because there is no one language that fits everyone. So having diverse language, it reaches more people.
Yeah. And this is the understanding that everyone's filters, you know, universe differently, you know, and soul contracts and astrology, psychology, and all these different factors, you know, with nurture and nature, and you know, come to bear on a process that's going global increasingly, and I like to think of it with the internet as truly a global village in principle, but in practice or the process of connecting individually and collectively, you know, beyond our lockstep, linear, left brain, you know, letter of the law, from conditioning to look at more the global, spherical, spiritual, you know, the intuitive, intuitive perspective, intuitive knowing, you know, the of what's of what is in the collective conscience of global humanity, what's emerging as far as what's best for all, rather than you know, so much the individuation, and it's moving in that direction. I like to think of it as moving from patriarchal to matriarchal energies as a planet, and more of the nurturing and the culturing of wholeness and healing in a cooperative sense, rather than the competitive, you know, win-lose energies of the more patriarchal ownership and control mindset. And this is the big shift from like centralized to decentralized, from top-down programming to bottom-up networking. And there's all these big shifts going on right now. And you must be, your cup must be full with more than 1,000 people you've interviewed.
Yes,
you must have an earful.
Well, you know, this, I always say there's actually been the best therapy I could ever receive, you know, because you learn something from every single person that you interview. And this is what I say when you're listening to a show. You may only come away with one little nugget, one piece of statement or information that is your aha moment or something that makes you shift your perspective. And that's all that's needed at that time. It's not like, you know, you have to listen to a show a few times to get the information that you need from it. But it's about shifting your view of life. It's about inviting you to step into your own life, stepping out of the box. And, you know, I think one thing that they don't realize, a lot of people think that just by embracing the universal energies that we're just flapping in the wind. They don't realize that the actual universe, universe actually does have a wonderful structure to it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we're stepping out of the human restraints, the box that tells us what we should be and what we must adhere to be, you know, control. And we're stepping into a structure that allows us to be who we really are by stepping into our own soul purpose, our own meaningful presence in, on this planet. And that actually then becomes your structure and your building block.
Yeah, and it's totally unique with each individual's soul contract, you know, divine plan, dharma, divine destiny. You know, it's totally unique, and of course, all together there's a unity and diversity. There's a common thread or golden thread that, you know, weaves the fabric of collective unity consciousness. That's, you know, become kind of like a buzzword. You know, this.
Yeah,
you know, and for some people, you know, there's a fear of losing their identity in the collective, but the process of becoming more conscious of how we are conscious as a whole, you know, the collective conscience of global humanity is emerging as a higher conscience, that kind of reflects and perfects, you know, the higher self of each of us, you know, the highest and best gifts and talents that, you know, we all have, you know, for them to merge and to coalesce as a whole that's greater than the sum of the parts, you know, the synergy or symbiosis of creative gifts and talents. I mean, the emergence of the internet and social networks with the internet and social media has shown with this interactive capability that people can share, you know, their perspectives, you know, more or less on a real time basis, or, you know, to where, you know, the understanding of not just, and this is the most important part, not being fixated on the problem, but really addressing solutions that make the problem obsolete.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the premises. We're always going to address a problem or, you know, an obstacle or a challenge that someone went through. But where the liberation comes from is the process that they took to go through it and come out the other side. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful instrument they are in the orchestra of life now. You know, I call it, I have an orchard of wisdom ready for the picking. And each show I look upon is a beautiful bit of knowledge in my library. And, you know, you're not going to go in and read every book in the library. You're going to go in there and get the book that you need at that moment. You know, something that speaks to your need. And so I always say it's inspiration for invitation. And
an inspiration for invitation.
Yes. So the inspirational stories become the invitation for you to know more or apply that knowledge or to step into your own life. And because when you're inspired by somebody else who's done it, and, you know, they came from hell, they're now living in their own heavenly life and meaningful purpose. These are the tools and the techniques that they use to get there. Are you not inspired? Does that not invite you to step up into your own life and believe you too can come out of your own hell and step into your own heavenly presence?
So we are all the universe experiencing itself, and each individual is like in a giant hologram, the holographic universe, where each like a different perspective, like a different mm-hmm. window into the same universal whole, and we're all kind of caring enough to share our perspectives to get, you know, the whole picture on what's real and the gathering of the what I call the tribes of Israel. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the mm-hmm. whole movement with the Aquarian mandate or manifestation, and it's like watching this big drama. It's moving so fast now. It's amazing the level of disclosure of things that are coming out that are just mind blowing. And what's happening is a lot of people are turning to sources on the internet. You know, shows like we have. You know, to basically get out of the box and to basically look mm-hmm. at this process of conscious evolution, and I refer to it as conscious evolution, revolution, revelation, because mm-hmm. we're in the time of
liberation.
Revelations.
yeah, we are in this time. We are in this time of awakening. And, you know, I think what it is every single person on this planet is here for a reason. We've all been given a gift. You know, and so I look at it, you know, as the orchestra. What musical instrument are you? And when you have in your self-discovery, discover your instrument, and then you learn to play it and perfect it to the best of your ability. Now you bring it to the orchestra, and the orchestra then plays together and it creates this beautiful symphony that resonates out, creating this music that invites the dancers, invites the singers, invites the performers. You know, where every single person has a gift that brings to the collective, that creates a beautiful, good vibration that rises up and that unites us all. And that's one of the things these shows do is we're looking at the people who've embraced their gift. They've embraced their instrument. And in their own way, in their playing of their gift, they're already this beautiful musical piece that inspires us to pick up our own instrument and to be a part of that wonderful collective and this beautiful orchestra. You can see I like music. Sorry,
it's a wonderful, it's a wonderful, it's a wonderful metaphor. And I really, my understanding is that in the left brain, right brain, you know, coordination of the hemispheres of the brain, there's this more the linear in the left brain, it's more linear, logical, and the right brain's more intuitive and holistic. And actually, the physiology, my understanding is that the right brain is more and it's more related to hearing and audio dominant, mm-hmm. and the left brain is more visual and linear and logical and dominant. So the music of the spheres, you might say, you know, mm-hmm. the understanding of the harmony of the spheres. There's the feeling body, you know, the feeling of love, you know, with and the vision of, you know, the vision of love is almost sounds like an oxymoron, you know, because, you know, love is a feeling, but of course, in the cosmic scheme of things, it's all in divine order. So cosmic love, you know, there's a divine order to it, And, of course, the balance of it, you know, it's like women tend to be more, and I don't mean to be misogynistic or anything, but they tend to be more right-brain dominant as far as they think more with their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
There's other examples that contradict this, but as a general rule, and men tend to be more left-brain dominant as far as feeling with their thinking and this understanding of there's a whole spectrum. And we hear about, you know, spectral autism, you know, where people are deficient, but we never hear about spectral sufficiency or full spectrum conscience. The medical profession seems to be obsessed with the problem, you know, pathology rather than the solution, which is wholeness and integration, you might say, of the full spectrum of abilities. It's like all the, and this is a visual analogy to what you were talking about, all the instruments in the orchestra would be a right brain analogy. And, of course, the two of them together, it's like talking about self-image is how we see ourselves, and that's more of a left-brain model. And self-esteem is a feeling about oneself, and that's more of a right-brain metaphor. And, of course, we all have a right brain and a left brain, and they're switching extremely fast between the two hemispheres, and we all tend to be more left-brain dominant or right-brain dominant. And, of course, ideally, you know, and this is, been a therapy for me doing the Cosmic Love radio show, you know, the dance that I have with different guests like yourself is really the dance is basically, you know, this coordination or cooperation or, you know, basically it's a balancing of my own hemisphere. So, you know, I'm basically becoming more conscious of how I am conscious through the other. And we're both different expressions of the universe. And so I love this dance with my guests, just like I love country swing dancing on the weekend after my show. That's how I decompress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that is the thing, isn't it? What we're talking about here is the rhythm of life. And,
right.
You know, an artist is going to be a visual dance, isn't it? You know, a performer, a singer, it's about how they're singing from the heart. You know, a musician, it's how does the music, you know, how do they hear it? How does it, the vibrations that resonates from it? And the thing is that, you know, when you create a performance of everybody's perspective out there and everybody, the seers, the feelers, the analysts, the doers, you know, we now have got an entire performance there that then can feed all the senses, everybody's senses, and heightened senses that maybe not be the stronger ones within us. And, you know, that whole picture then is there for us to see. And then it just becomes a sense of elevation and wonderment and exaltation. And those wonderful raised vibrations is a wonderful place for us to get humanity.
Oh, yeah. I really believe that the raising of vibration and the process of self-elevation, like the analogy, self-elevation is salvation. Salvation is self-elevation.
Yes.
And the process of waking up, wising up, rising up is the ascension process. And that this is the planet is ascending. The collective consciousness of humanity is ascending. And part of that process is connecting. And that we are one. You know, I am the other. You know, it's the dance individually and collectively. And you see it on social media a lot because it's interactive. Whereas the boob tube, you know, corporate media, it's just one way centralized programming, and the internet is a whole new paradigm. It's
freedom,
two ways,
actually.
And three way, and every which way interaction and cooperation, and that's where it's going. And because of that. There's an enlightenment process that, and my understanding is that light, you might say, brings up or challenges all unlike itself. So now we have this thing of there's a whole new high state of consciousness emerging, a higher state emerging of the United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, us as a new American revolution is going on, but America is the I am race. It's global, and it's and mm-hmm. it's, and the us is now the united sovereigns of Earth. And so the upgrade of all of our freedoms of speech and assembly and petition government and interaction with the internet, you know, it's like now the revolution is going global, and it's challenging all these patriarchal institutions that are, you know, that have been, that are more or less stuck. But there's a whole process of disintegration and integration at the same time. There's this integration of the new paradigm and new models of, you know, that are more cooperative rather than competitive. And I mean, it's the dynamic, and you're seeing it now, of course, with the info wars, you know, with fake news, real news, what's real mm-hmm. and what isn't. And there's so much stuff coming out so fast, and a lot of people to process it. Now, you listen to shows like ours, because basically they're wanting, you know, a new perspectives on what's going on, where it's going, you know, what's this process, and it's all a function of, you know, individual and collective conscious evolution, and so this dynamic is maturing, and it's, of course, we're not out of the woods yet, you know, we're obviously, there's a lot of new things coming down the pike that are completely challenging, you know, our institutions, like blockchain technology. And I get more into the technical on my show and with my blogs regarding blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies for secure transfers of value. And, of course, the corporate media is really now going after cryptocurrencies because it's basically challenging the institutions that we have now of fiat currency, you know, with the Federal Reserve banking system. And a lot of people don't understand this, but this dynamic of moving from centralized power to decentralized ownership of value, you know, and currencies that are secure, that can transfer value, that's just part of it. Financially, you're seeing the same kind of drama going on with education, because it's becoming decentralized with the internet. You can know whatever you want to know whenever you want to with just search and find capabilities.
But it's also the way that we're teaching nowadays. You know, the thing about what I love about, you know, podcasting, and I've recently gone to video as well, so people have an option to, you know, to listen to it just orderly or watch the video of the talking heads. The whole point is that we are not regulated. It is all conscious based, so it is about the integrity of the human spirit, and these shows are only for the people that are ready to receive, ready, you know, raise their conscious self enough to actually be ready to hear what is being said. You know, I've had people in the past say, you know, your show should be 10 minutes. You know, there should be this. And I said, no, they're not. Because if you only have 10 minutes, then you're not ready to receive all the information. Very often my shows will go over an hour. If we are on a beautiful groove and there's a lot of information coming out, I'm not going to cut it short. Yeah. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go in that flow. And then when people listen back to it or listen to it and take all the notes, the mountain of information that they've just received is absolutely mind-blowing. But you can't do that for people who are not yet ready to hear, not yet ready to elevate themselves. But what you're talking about with what we're hearing and seeing now is that more and more and more podcasting, videoing, inviting people to come and wake up. You see it all the time with celebrities that have woken up and they're sharing uh-huh. that consciousness. And so there's no way we're going to stop this beautiful energy flow right now, because it's risen up to a certain vibrational level that it can't go back. It, you know, the tilt is happening. And with that, you always are going to have disruption. It's like the Haggaz rune. There's disruption, which has to come in order to clean out the old, in order to embrace the new. So people have got to understand there's going to be disruption in their own lives as they're kind of reborn into a new consciousness, into a new purpose in life. And if you're not willing to invest in yourself or give the time to listen to pay attention to those that have taken the journey before you, and you're looking for the quick fix and the downloadable app and the Amazon delivery, that you're just not going to get it. But we are seeing the shift. I've now realized I need to slow down. I need to pay attention. I need to listen and stop trying to look for everything that's just fast and instant. So that shift is happening, and it's happening because of the podcast nation. And even to a great extent also about the YouTubes and the TED Talks. People are waking up and realizing if you really want the information, you've got to sit back, pay attention, and listen.
Yeah. And the attunement in that regard with social media, and Facebook's a prime example. It's 2.2 billion people worldwide that are connecting and interacting. And it was just about a year ago that the surveys were showing that most people in America and worldwide are getting their news now from independent news sources, a lot of them on Facebook, that, you know, the independent news sources that, you know, post on Facebook. And, of course, you've got always the cultural creatives, you know, the 1 to 3% whose social network, you know, is the 20% who do 80% of the networking.
Yes.
So you've got these luminary leaders, these cultural creatives, sometimes called light workers or light bearers or light weavers, you know, who are, you know, they have different, all kinds of different venues, networks on Facebook, and people that are really seeking tend to gravitate to them, and they just get, you know, a lot of those sources take people right to the thresholds of their tolerance of everything from the secret space program to holistic healing breakthroughs, all kinds of really advanced stuff that's going on that, you know, that if a person is programmed and conditioned to sound bites and, you know, this Pop-Tart consciousness, you know, where you're going to be programmed with little sound bites and then think you know what's going on in the news in the world, that's changing very fast. And now there's a momentum of people waking up, and the greatest fear of the deep state and the corporatocracy and, you know, the deeply entrenched, you know, old paradigm has been that people will wake up. And, of course, it's happening. And so now you're seeing all this crazy behavior, you know, with the broadcast media putting out, you know, extremely, I call it cognitive dissonance. It's so egregious and contradictory or fearful or just loaded with that that people just shut down and they don't know what to think if that's their source of news. And a lot of people are, you know, are victims of, you might say, a consciousness smear campaign.
Well, yeah, I call it the CNN effect. They take a pimple and make it into a volcanic eruption, you know. And, you know, this is where we have to step into our own discernment, isn't it? You know, it's, you know, we're so busy, and we have been so busy just giving our power away, you know, just letting somebody else run and rule our life. And, you know, it's not what's meant to be. It's we have to take accountability and ownership of our own choices in life. We can't always choose what happens to us, but we can choose how we react to it and what comes out of it. And, you know, on the social media, we'll see a whole little blurb done of somebody that is famous, and we look at the journey they've had to where, you know, to their fame and what they stand for now. And we celebrate that. We are in awe of that. But every single one of us is capable of that. And so if we're willing to step into our own struggle, our own strength, our own courage, and embrace our own journey instead of, you know, avoiding it and just giving it over to someone else or blaming someone else, because of course what we see in social media, especially Twitter from a certain person, and it's the blame game all the time. No accountability whatsoever. If your life isn't working, you've got to step up and make the changes necessary to step into your own life, participate in your own life, interact with people who can help you, and take control over your own life.
Yeah, owning your own life is really boils down to responsibility. If we don't have responsibility, we can't be responsible. But now, with the interactive internet, it used to be that TV programming, that was the way, that was the eyes and ears through the TV of the world, and we just kind of passively accepted it. When, of course, back then we all believed what we saw on TV was real, and
the picture was worth a thousand words, right? But a picture can be manipulated now, so we don't know what it's saying.
That's right. And so now the difference is with social media that's interactive, you can interact with people that are really more enlightened on any subject, or at least give a perspective that balances out, can provide like a wide range, like of the holographic universe. It's like each individual is a unique holographic window into the whole. And so wholeness is being cultured, wholeness and healing. There's a extraordinary movement in that direction because of the interactive capabilities. And it's interesting that the biggest attack that's coming on social media and YouTube and Google and Facebook, I mean, they're not perfect, but if you source the big attack that's been going on social media right now is from the deep state, that's the old paradigm of programming, who's losing audience to people that are, that do interactive social media networks. And a lot of people don't understand that, if you follow the money, it goes back to old money.
Oh, yeah.
That the old paradigm of programming, and we're talking about big oil, big media, big farming, big pharma, big war, big banks, they're trying to own and control, the narrative. And the narrative with the internet media and these open interactive media is basically spherical consciousness. It's collective, that holographic, perspective from many different perspectives of a whole that's beyond a lockstep left brain, old paradigm paralysis that just can't get out of the box and doesn't want anyone to be out of the box and just keeps hammering subjects like the Russia did it, Russia did it, Russia, until everyone realizes that that's just not the case.
Right. Yeah. Well, the thing is I call them the ivory towers. Yeah. They've been so busy up with their heads in the cloud for so long, they actually have no understanding that the foundation is crumbling and that the people that have kept them up in that ivory tower for so long are leaving the ship, so to speak. And, you've made it. I laughed the other day when I saw this whole, Christian thing on Oprah Winfrey. Oprah is the devil, because of her teachings. And it's like, you've made it when you start getting attacked, right? the point is this, it goes back to control. And these people have been able to acquire the 1% wealth and dictate everything that you did and control what was on the TV and control what happened in industry because we mindlessly gave them that control.
Right.
With things like the internet and shows like ours, which actually invite conversation, different perspectives, opening up the dialogue, looking in to actually find our resolve of who are we, what are we contributing, am I being honest with myself, never mind anyone else. It's shifting that everything, and they know they're losing power. So they're going to come at us from every way we can. And there goes back to that discernment. Are you going to believe it? And you've got to know an inner truth to know where the lie lies. Don't just buy into every lie because it's easier to go, see, it's their fault, it's their fault. No. If you've bought the package, it's your fault. Take it back, get a refund, make it yourself.
and right now we're seeing that it's like diminishing returns of the deep state as they push an issue. People have awakened sufficiently to where they see right through it. And it's
yes.
like the it's got to the point where the deep state it really is disintegrating as this whole new paradigm integrates. And the more that the, so to speak, deep state or the old paradigm hammers an issue, people just the resentment of that coercion, you know, is such that more people just wake up to, you know, the alternative, which is, you know, either we all hang together or we're all going to hang separately.
Fall apart. Yeah.
Yeah, Ben Franklin said it too.
The thing of the power is in the unity, isn't it? You know, it's you're doing what you're doing. We're speaking the same thing. We're just using different language and different tools in order to
right.
bring it across. I recently interviewed somebody out of England, a lawyer, who's been working on this for a few years, but it's called ecocide. And it's a law against anything that will harm the planet and also harm the human beings on it. And it is a criminal law, which means that no industry can pay a fine or have so many people at the table kind of fighting for the same thing, is that a fracking company, the CEO of it and a few other people could be criminally arrested and held accountable for doing something that's harmful to the planet. And as she pointed out, when it came to the end of slavery, everybody thought the world would collapse, economics would collapse. No, it didn't collapse. People readjust. And I think this is what people aren't realizing. What's all this soul talk you're talking about? What's all this spirit talk you're talking about? It's all wooey stuff. No, it's a vibration that you live on. It's already been proven by the scientists that the people who live in a spiritual and soul state are resonating at a higher frequency than those that aren't. And at that higher frequency are more open to receiving not only love, but manifesting what it is they want out of life. And scientifically, it is now being actually understood, especially when the quantum came into play. The thing is, the world's been put on notice. We're not going to take it anymore. And you can either keep going down the sheeple path or the path where of opulence and think you can get away with it. But basically what we've told you is we've put you on notice. People are waking up. People are stepping up. People are uniting. They're coming together. And collectively in this beautiful consciousness, in this wonderful orchestra and symphony, we are changing the paradigm. And you can't stop it.
Yeah, the paradigm shift is definitely going mainstream. And you can say that it's all in divine order. It's all following cosmic law.
Mm-hmm.
This shift into these energies of Aquarius.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different perspectives on it, as far as again with the quantum science of deep space energies of Aquarius. I mean, I've been fascinated with different people I had on my show over the years, who are experts, insiders from the deep, from the secret space program, which is not so secret anymore. It's starting to come out. And they different ones recently have been talking about people that have been in these deep space programs, you know, for years, and how they report on these energies in space that
yeah.
Earth and our solar system cycles into at the same point about every 5,800 years in the precession of the equinox, you know, as our solar system goes through this cycle, above and below the galactic plane, you know, which is, it's a cycle, you know, the precession of the equinox. And it's instead of going around, we're going around the galaxy, I mean, it takes a couple hundred million years, but that it's actually a sine wave curve going up and below the galactic plane near our solar system. And as there's a certain field of energies that was referred to, you know, the deep space energies of Aquarius, that this phenomena happens. Of course, the last time it happened was the rise of Atlantis, you know, about 14,000 years ago or 12,000, you know, there was that period where the energies, there was like civilization rose, and of course, the mythical understanding of Atlantis is that the Earth was a galactic port for all kinds of space beings. And, of course, now we're seeing with the secret space program, we're starting to see the disclosure of that reality, that there's all kinds of beings from all over the galaxy. And a lot of people, they can't go there yet. They don't even want to hear that. It just doesn't compute. And yet, if they really want to know, they can Google secret space program and get so much stuff, it'll just freaking blow their mind.
Yeah, well, actually, there's a guy that you should interview, Sam, I can't pronounce his surname, but it's about the Bosnian pyramids. And discovered this pyramid about 12 years ago. And the findings that they have from this pyramid, but what they realized, these pyramids were not built for the pharaohs, you know, to hone their bodies. There is about 1,000 pyramids around the world, and they were all strategically placed that once they were, quite, quote, switched on, would beam up into the universe, tapping into the energy, thus energizing the entire planet. Yeah, absolutely. And the thing that's, you know, and that when we're talking about this channeling the energy, I do as a human being, and I remember Atlantis, that's when I came here. I'm a channeler. You know, I channel knowingness. I channel information when I need to know it. I open up to the universe, and the universe and I are completely one. So the channeling of energy, whether it be to actually, you know, source the energy that we need here on the planet, or sourcing the energy that we need within us to keep our own vehicle going, is that we've got to be open our minds up to the fact that we do channel. Every single one of us has capability and is probably doing it without realizing it.
I would love to interview the guy that you're talking about, the guy that discovered the Bosnian pyramid.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I would love to have him on the show.
I'll set you up with him.
I have to connect with you on that, because that subject has, I've been reading about it over the years, and it is pretty much blacked out in the mainstream media because it challenges so much of what we thought we knew. I mean, it's the biggest pyramid on the planet, as far as I think.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
It's so much bigger than the Pyramid of Giza. It is massive, and there's all these tunnels connecting, you know, the Pyramid of Venus, and there's these other pyramids that they're, I mean, it's just such an amazing story, but it challenges.
Oh, you love him, and he's so amenable and everything else, but you know, you talk about the challenge. He presented the science of this. He's had scientists from all over the world go there and be blown away by the discovery, yet the people who said, you know, pyramids are with the pharaohs and it's not to do with any of this, their findings are completely discrediting them, of course, because nobody wants to admit that their lifelong knowledge is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, they don't. They don't want, I can't compute that. Everything I've learned is wrong. Instead of going, oh my God, that was wrong. What's right? You know?
Yeah, well, what's right about this discovery is the energetics, energy that it channels from right out of the capstone. I mean, they've measured that energy, and it is so powerful in that Bosnian pyramid. The story is just amazing. It's just, I love the interview. I'm a kind of a science geek.
Yeah, you would be able to interview him better on that aspect, because of course I'm coming at it from the conscious point of view. I can't get into the science, so you'll be actually able to talk to him about the science of it, and you know, honor him better in that way, because that's not my language. But it is really mind-blowing, the healing commodities. It was very interesting that the Russians took the measurements of the pyramid and duplicated them mathematically. And the things that they've discovered are absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, it's just the tip of the iceberg. And, you know, folks, nothing that we're talking about is a new invention or a new discovery. It's always been here. But the veil was pulled over our eyes for many, many centuries as a form of control. And we were also resonating at a very low vibration. And when the volume got turned up on that frequency, on that vibration, and we started, you know, the dimensions, fourth, fifth dimension, sixth dimension, we started waking up to it. That's when, you know, the veil started coming off. Our senses started waking up. When we started becoming aware of so much more. You know, the word quantum was something, who talked about it? And look how more mainstream it is now.
Yeah, well, it's just like an energy universe. And as Solomon the Wise said, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, when I say that, there's just a new discovery of old you know, wisdom and truths that just go back so anciently. Mm-hmm. That, you know, and of course now we're seeing this, the secret space program, to me, is kind of the archetype of that. I mean, we're talking about healing technologies, replicator technologies.
Yeah, well, look at Tesla.
Yeah,
Look at Tesla's. I mean, a massive amount that came out of Tesla when he died was the was this like sonar thing. I've got that guy if you want to interview him. As I said, you can honor these people better with the science. I just talk about what they consciously do. But I mean, Tesla and his technology is just something that we're really only now beginning to open up to actually understand how extraordinary it is.
Yeah, well, Tesla was it's pretty well documented that Tesla was he was communicating with off-planet intelligences.
Well, I mean, Pascal fractal, you know, because you use the geometry, you know, from the fractalization.
Yeah.
He's still communicating. I actually know somebody he's communicating with. Because they're out there, that, you know, their conscience is still there. They don't know they're dead. They're still communicating to anyone who'll open up the channel. And this is something we need to understand. The body dies. This is the end of this vessel. Our consciousness and all that it knows goes back into that collective. And it's just looking for someone to channel that information back into.
And I think that's what's going on that's just really amazing right now, is that so many people are beginning to, you might say, resonate with and channel their higher self. You know, it's like the mediator for source, the mediator for the field, the quantum field, you know, basically, you know, you can say the mind, heart of God, but, you know, that there is, you know, everyone's got a portal, you know, in their higher self,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Beyond their ego. And there's so many more people that are basically tuning into their own higher self as a gateway, as a portal, as a mediator for some people would say for their conscience. That still small voice within of conscience is, you know, there. It's like a gateway for people that are ready and willing, you might say, to take the flying leap into the arms of Creator, Source, you know, God, you know, however. And what's happening is there's a flood. There's like the floodgates have opened, and it's happening to the point where, again, this is the greatest fear of the dark side or the deep state has been that people will wake up to the high state.
Yes,
and
well,
it's
what happens
happening.
When people wake up to the high state? You see, if you're in the low vibration, you are part of the sheeple, miring along, giving away your control. When you step up into the high state, you know that your particular vibration is, I call it like the cellular structure of the universe. It's made out of how many quadruple trillions, and we're one of them. But one of them breaks down, it starts breaking the system down. We have to be that cellular structure that is whole, full, and abundant so that we could be part of that collective machinery and keep it going. And they don't want us to be heightened and awoken. They don't want us to think for ourselves. They don't want us to know there's more out there. I mean, look at Christianity, where, you know, Catholicism, they used to know there was reincarnation of the spirit, and they immediately took that out because it then became, oh God, I can't control you if you think there's no hell to go to.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, we're back to that point. We create our own heaven or hell. And of course, it's not aptitude, but the attitude that determines the altitude, whether we soar with the eagles on thermals of grace or scratch with turkeys on bugs of begrudge.
Well,
and you know, so the affirmation, confirmation, determination, integration of I am, I can, I will, you know, done deal, you know, winning from the beginning, you know, fantastic and getting better, that attitude really makes a huge difference with getting through the lugubrious, you know, the density of 3D paradigm paralysis.
Well, I look at the 3D paradigm as crumbling and going by the way of the dinosaurs. If you're not on that fourth dimension, stepping into your fifth dimension, you're being left behind. And that choice is there right now. It's the bridge is breaking away. And, you know, we're already very much immersed into that fifth dimension and understanding more dimensions to climb up to. And it's kind of, quintessentially, folks, get with the program. You know, it's stop being so afraid. Get out of your fear and allow, you know, surrender to allowing, surrender to receiving, and you'll absolutely be mind blown by the amount of information and what is possible out there. And, you know, the 1,000 shows that I've done here in Self-Discovery Radio, the things that I have been opened up to and enlightened by, and understand it has only just reaffirmed who I am and what I'm here and how long I've been here for. It's just take away the limitations, open up to the possibilities, because we've only scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah. And it's the process of what I call enlightened self-interest. You know, love is forgiving, you know, forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the shows, it's, and I'm sure you've experienced this, that there's this whole process of that, you know, of involving and evolving, you know, individual and collective, you know, perspectives, consciousness with others. And it's, when I say enlightened self-interest, it's like by doing the shows and by interviewing people that in many cases are a lot smarter about different things than we are.
Oh, 100%.
That the way it comes back is then you resonate, you know, more on that level of each individual has got these extraordinary gifts and talents that are just, a lot of people are just waiting and now budding, you know, like these flowers.
Yes.
For the garden, you know, the garden.
Yeah.
You know, and the potential for the Aquarian dispensation of heaven on earth, or a golden age, or, you know, a Garden of Eden on earth. You know, there's these new technologies, they're old technologies that have been suppressed. You know, if they could create just an extraordinary Eden on earth, you know, just for the healing of the nature, the elemental kingdom, and just for extraordinary abundance of light and love.
Yeah.
And, you know, wholeness and healing and
in simple ways. In simple ways, you know, like this Robert Williams, who I've interviewed a number of times, an old beach boy. He, you know, has this wonderful water that changes the consciousness within you.
Yeah.
And a wonderful app on your phone that raises your vibration. I mean, of course, you know, hemp, which you mentioned earlier, I mean, the healing commodities and the things that they're used for. The thing is, they say that God, for every disease in one hand, a foot away is the cure, you know, and that is true. Everything that will cure us as a human nation is right there. We've just got to stop restricting ourselves and open up to seeing them in possibilities rather than in negativities.
Right. This fixation on the problem,
yes.
Breaking that fixation with basically, I like to, you know, when I say hope, faith, and charity, you know, charity is love and action, you know, the power of love and in action, the Holy Spirit of love and action. There's more people that, you know, basically, you know, they're part of the shift, and they're riding the wave, and they're hanging 10, and they're just, I mean, it's kind of a thrill ride, because right now it's just like the waves are crashing around us, you know, and we're hanging 10, and it's like we can see, you know, we can see the shoreline, you know, and we're you know, keeping that sense of balance when there's all this swirl of fear and cognitive dissonance going on in the media, you know, the corporate media, but the process is emerging, and it's like, you know, there's expression, you know, when you're hot, when you're not, a lot of people are having these hot flashes, you might say, of enlightenment, you know, they're getting the picture, and it's like, it's staying with them, because, you know, it's like they're seeing that there's a future that's the divine destiny of Earth's evolution, and it's pretty exciting. So when I have to do a wrap, I was just going to ask, Sarah, if you any final words you'd like to have for our listeners.
Well, I'd love everybody to come and listen to the show that we did, because it wasn't a different topic and we did go different ways. So, you know, please come to selfdiscoveryradio.com. I've got him on Ignite Our Heart and Souls genre, and it's called the Global Holistic Healing Blueprint, and that will be on air May 1st. But also just to come and look at all the podcasts that we have and the YouTubes that we have, and just see some of the most awesome people that you'll ever listen to in your world. That will just ignite that spark within you that will set you up on the right path. With 1,900 collective shows here, that's 1,900 collective pieces of wisdom that can help you on your path of life and just waking you up to those possibilities. And they go across the board, from science, spirituality, healing, business, ecology, you name it, children, the whole works. So selfdiscoveryradio.com. Please come and join us.
Ooh, Sarah, this has been so good. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. We'll see you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.